HR player of the ball game. Teal, two homers, a two-run double, and an infield single. 4-for-5 in 6 plate appearances. He is not human. It's the first pitch to Degani, swung on and missed. Video game-like numbers from Teal, and he only continues to excel the standard. The 0-1 break ball to Degani, hitting the air foul down the right field line. For Teal, a guy who was primarily a pitcher at Virginia this past year, had 10 at-bats in his second collegiate season. 4-for-10 with 3 homers. The redshirt freshman is putting the baseball world on notice here this summer. 17 hits now for the Rafters. They lead it 12-2 in the top of the ninth. The 0-2 again from Geb. This is up and in, nearly hitting Degani. Count now a ball and 2 strikes. Teal bookending this one with homers. Got the Rafters started out in the scoring category in the first with a solo jack, and he'll look to end the Rafters scoring with a 3-run blast here in the ninth. The 1-2. Degani in the air, right field. Mitchell gets chased near the Rafter bullpen, down the line in foul territory, sliding. This one ends up into the stands. Degani in the ball game has reached 3 different times and has scored once. A 2-hit game for Jorge, singling in the first and eighth innings. Reached on an error and scored back in the third. The next 1-2 from Geb. Off speed, fouled back. Degani spoiling a lot of these 1-2 deliveries. A lot of fireworks for the Rafters here in this series, more specifically in this ball game. Another 1-2 in the righty-on-righty battle. Breaking ball, this one tapped behind the mound. Left side of the infield, Hamilton gloves, throws it in the dirt to first. It's not in time. Degani beats it out, an infield single, a 3-hit ball game for the All-Star. Puts a runner on first with 2 down. Eighth hitter to the box here in this inning is Chris Arroyo. Arroyo's got 3 hits in the game as well, and he's reached in 4 of his 5 trips. 5-pitch walk first, RBI single and scored in the third. Singled in the fourth, flew out to right to begin the seventh, and singled back in the eighth. First pitch to Arroyo, swung on and missed on a fastball, count begins 0-1. That infield single for Degani hit 18 of the night for the Rafters, the 0-1. This is outside to even the count, a ball and a strike. With these 4 runs, we'll see if that makes a difference in who enters the fray, or therefore who stays in the ballgame in the ninth, whether it is another Berrios thing or if it's another Rafter reliever. The 1-1 fastball misses upstairs. Count now 2 balls and a strike. Tyler Geb going to throw his 60th pitch of the ballgame right here as Chris Arroyo at a 2-1 count. Rocks and fires. Breaking ball swung on and missed. Chasing at that one is Arroyo. Count evens 2-2. Two balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs, Degani on first. Geb set, and the payoff left away to pickoff move is in order to give Degani a look over at first. The third multi-home run game from a Rafter this season. The first away from Witter as the 2-2 misses in the dirt. Jake Beauchesne did it back in early June against Madison. Jack Matthew did it against Green Bay to begin the second half in Wisconsin Rapids, but Aiden Teal does it here on the road. Sunday, July 21st, here at Copeland Park against the La Crosse Loggers. The 3-2. Runner takes off for second. Breaking ball hit in the air center field. Mura giving it a chase out in front of the track. At the wall, leaping. It is out of here. Chris Arroyo leaves the yard, the second home run of this inning, and the fourth of the ball game for the Rafters. Make it 14-2 Wisconsin Rapids, and it is now a 6-run top of the ninth inning. is second as a Rafter, both away from Witter Field. To bring up the ninth hitter of the inning, Grayson Schaefer. These Rafters keep on hitting. And Arroyo goes to the deepest part of the yard to deposit a long ball. Schaefer in the ballgame has reached once in his five plate appearances. That being an RBI double back in the third. 14 runs on 19 hits now for the Rafters. First pitch to Schaefer, fastball missing low and outside. A lengthy top of the ninth inning. We've hit the three-hour mark of our ball game here tonight in La Crosse. The 1-0, bounced straight back off the catcher Collier by Schaefer. Count now a ball and a strike. He'll walk out to the hill from Collier to talk it up with Tyler Gebb, who's remaining in this ballgame for Josh Fry's Loggers. Schaefer, during the mound visit, chatted up with our home plate umpire this evening. Rafters a hit away from the 20 mark. What a way to end the pre-All-Star break battles this summer. Gebb sent for the 1-1. Breaking ball, Schaefer chasing in the turf. Count now 1-2. Trotter Boston's on deck. He began the inning with a swinging strikeout against Gebb. Two outs were recorded in the first three hitters for the right-hander this inning. The 1-2, off-speed missing outside. Tracer Lopez with Walker Buchanan on second and two down, drew a walk. Then he saw an RBI single from Mason Onati. Teal's three-run homer. Infield single from Jorge Degatti and a two-run blast from Chris Arroyo. The 2-2. He got him looking. Fastball on the outer edge. Retires Schaefer for the third out. For the second time in this ballgame, the Rafters send all nine to plate and they score six times. Five hits in the inning. Nobody left on. And no errors. They have a 10-run lead entering the home half, or 12-run lead, pardon me, entering the home half of the ninth inning. 14 runs on 19 hits and no errors for Wisconsin Rapids. Two runs on five hits and no errors for the Logger. It'll be Michael Perillo to enter the front. Attempt to get the final three outs in this ballgame. The right-hander Perillo working in his eighth ball game. UC Irvine product. That'll close the line in the book on Arios in this ball game. Left-hander throwing an inning. 26 pitches. One hit allowed. One run. It was earned. He walked one and struck out two. For Perillo, 0-3 on the season, a 9 innings pitched, an 8 ERA entering today, and a 1.67 whip. Last worked two innings against Wausau, collecting the final six outs against the Woodchucks Friday night. One hit allowed, no runs, no walks, three strikeouts facing seven hitters. Has not thrown against La Crosse this season. Joined the team 10 days after the last time these two teams met prior to the home-and-home series before the All-Star break. Six runs in the top half of this ninth inning if you're just joining us. Two homers in the frame, Aiden Teal, a three-run shot, making a multi-homer game for the Virginia Cavalier. And his teammate Chris Arroyo, two hitters later, followed suit, a two-run jack over the center field wall. 4-5-6 will do battle this inning against Perillo. The first pitch to Anderson. One is tapped foul down the third base side. Tyler Gebb shouldering low, doing the grunt work out of the Logger pen for the final two innings. He threw 67 pitches. Allowed 8 hits and 8 earned runs. 2 walks and 3 strikeouts. Sanderson fouls the 0-1 away count now, nothing and 2. Anderson in the ballgame, 0-for-3, ground out to second to end the first. He flew out to center field to end the fourth, and he also retired the side in the sixth, grounding out back to the mound. The 0-2, off-speed hit in the air, shallow center. Aiden Teal jogging in, camping underneath and making the catch. Leadoff batter retired here in the home half of the ninth. Thornton to Mabry to Dermody to Berrios, and now Perello for Wisconsin Rapids. 7 arms used for lacrosse. Martinez, Regner, Kopelchek, Dismute, Lapik, Worley, and Geb. Zach Wattis has reached twice in this ballgame. He's 1-for-2 in 3 plate appearances. Right and lefty battle. First pitch from Perello. Fastball misses low and outside for ball 1. Wattis, a 7-pitch walk to lead off the second. But off the fifth with a double and scored the first run for lacrosse and grounded out 3-1 back in the seventh. The 1-0. Fastball on the outer edge just misses. We're ball 2. Out of lacrosse's 5 hits, 2 of them are from R.J. Hamilton, multi-hit game from their shortstop here tonight at an RBI double an inning ago. The 2-0 to Wattis tapped out in front of the hill. Perillo will glove and throw to first in time. Perillo went bare hand on that one, actually. Looked like he was going to glove it, but instead, bare hand right off the turf. A friendly hop to him. 2 up, 2 down here in the bottom of the ninth. Ian Collier will look to extend this home half for the Loggers. He's 0-for-2 in 3 plate appearances. Hit to a 6-3 double play back in the second. Drew a 6-pitch walk in the fifth and struck out swinging in the seventh. Nine left on base for the Raptors tonight, but 14 runs on 9 hits is the first pitch check swing from Collier. He went around. Cross has left 4 on the bases. And they have them empty here with 2 away for their catcher. Derek Mitchell on deck. Cannon Sundgren to follow. The 0-1. Off-speed from Perello. Dotted on the outside corner for a call strike. It's nothing at 2. Raptors a strike away from sweeping the home and home and having a 3-game winning streak heading into the All-Star break. Out of the windup, Perillo gets his signs from Casso, the payoff pitch.
In fantasy football, all those backup running backs that play a lot and get points, take points from your guy. But either way, it's always fun to, you know, have somebody who you're rooting for.
Perillo goes with you on the 1-2 delivery.
844-967-2789. If you want to talk about fantasy football this hour, who are you trying to who do you have your eye on to draft? Preseason kicks off in just 2 short weeks against the Cleveland Browns with the Packers. They also got the Broncos and the Ravens on their schedule. It's pretty cool. Packers season is just around the corner. I can't wait. Badgers are coming up too. They open up August 30th here in Madison against Alabama, I believe. Rocker
off speed got him swinging. Ball game over
on that, but.
Michael Perello, a 1-2-3 bottom of the ninth inning.
We got live in the layer coming up. Dusty Bow joins Terry Barr for an awesome conversation. How about some brand new music from The Situation? The Solution, excuse me.
19 hits, new music from The Solution. Nine left on for Wisconsin Rapids. 2 runs, 5 hits, 2 errors, 4 left on.
Podcast right now at MaxInc.com.
Maddox Thornton, 4 scoreless today as the Raptors starter. 2 hits allowed, a walk and 2 punchouts. 59 pitches thrown. We're going to keep it right here for your official post-game show of Raptor Baseball on WFHR. Talk about the arms after Thornton, an inning for Mac Mabry, allowed a hit, a run on 2 walks, no punch-outs, 18 pitches thrown. J.C. Dermody, 2 shutout frames following Mabry, a hit allowed, no walks, and 2 strikeouts. Looking to Juan Berrios, 26 pitches in 1 inning of work. We will take a quick break here from Copeland Park for getting to our thoughts. A huge win for the Raptors to head into the break. Back in just a couple minutes right here.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit the team at 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids. The wide selection of quality used vehicles is out of the park. cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars that match your style, you can find the ride you've been searching for. Like a line drive over after the Wisconsin Rapids Raptors game and discover award-winning service from the professional automotive team at 8th Street Auto at 4390 8th Street South, a proud supporter of the Wisconsin Rapids Raptors.
Summer is finally here, and that's where adventure awaits. Keep your adventure rolling with a camper from Beeway RV. As a family-owned dealership with 9 top 50 dealer awards for excellent customer service, they know the importance of quality time with loved ones. But as a Route 66 network dealer, you can travel with peace of mind knowing help is just a phone call away. So kick off your next adventure with Beeway RV. You know you're in good hands. 8220 Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids or online at GreenwayRV.com.
Hey, baseball fans, are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of going to bed? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Water ice cream. Who's the Wisconsin?
Ladies and gentlemen,
let's get back to the.
Let MidState make finding your career path easy with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible classes, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. MidState is here to help you find your perfect fit. Make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
You've been listening to Rap. You're listening.
Since the moment you were born, I've made 1,000 wishes. Wishes for your future, in a world that's changing fast. For all of the things you may one day do. Do play and laugh. Do win and lose. Do learn from your mistakes. And challenge yourself to grow. Do not be afraid. Or make decisions based in fear. Do it all with confidence and with kindness and strength. Do call your mom and ask her for advice. And always do your best to remember that.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other.
Few Wisconsin events bring 600,000 people together from 80 different countries, but it happens every summer in Oshkosh.
Oshkosh has become synonymous with the world of flight and with EAA.
Dick Napinski's worked with EAA Air Venture for more than 30 years and knows its history. Do you? Where did EAA start? Wausau, La Crosse, or Milwaukee? The answer coming up. The fly-in is spread across 1,600 acres with more than 10,000 airplanes. It brings a big boost to the economy, too.
It's $170 million of economic impact and more than $110 million of direct spending.
So where did EAA start? Milwaukee in 1953 called the Wisconsin Air Pageant with 21 planes. All moved to Oshkosh in 1970, a high-flying slice of Wisconsin. It's happening July 22nd to the 28th. I'm Terry Barr.
The morning show on WFHR, it's delicious.
Peanut butter and jelly should be squidgy.
Oh, I know a lot of people, yeah.
On good squidgy white bread.
Yeah.
It's just, it's the way it's got to be.
My sister felt the same way. It's got to be, the middle especially for her had to be just a mush.
You guys, as fascinating as this conversation is, one very big thing you just missed there. Melissa just said the word squidgy on the air.
Yeah, she did.
I mean, what the what?
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on WFHR. FHR.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Raptors win it here tonight at Copeland Park to round out the prior to All-Star break festivities. 52 games in the book. In dominant fashion tonight for Wisconsin Rapids, 14-2 the final here in La Crosse. Andy Ockermer joining you here on WFHR, your home for all 70 Raptor games this summer. 14 runs on 19 hits, no errors, and 9 left on the bases for Wisconsin Rapids. 2 runs on 5 hits, 2 errors, and 4 left on for La Crosse. Maddox Thornton, 4 shutout innings as the starter tonight for the Raptors, allowing 2 hits, walking 1, and striking out 2 on 59 pitches. From there, it was an inning of 1-run ball for Mac Mabry. Before the southpaw, J.C. Dermody, 2 shutout innings, allowing 1 hit and punching out 2 on 22 pitches. Juan Berrios then threw the 8th and allowed a run on a hit. And Michael Perrello, 1-2-3, 11 pitches in the 9th inning to seal the deal. Offensively for Wisconsin Rapids, it was the Aiden Teal game. A solo homer in the 1st, scored in the 3rd after being hit by a pitch. An infield single in the 4th, a 2-run double in the 8th, and a 3-run homer in the 9th. The 3rd multi-homer game by a Raptor this season, and the 1st away from Winter Field. Breaking down the scoring tonight, I already mentioned how he got started in the 1st on that Teal home run. The Raptors then sent all 9 to the plate and plated 5 in the 3rd. That included an RBI single from Chris Arroyo, an RBI double from Grayson Schaefer in his final game here with Wisconsin Rapids, and a 3-run big fly from Trotter Boston, his 5th of the season and his 1st away from Winter Field. La Crosse would get on the board for the first time in the home half of the 5th, making it 6-1, but then the Raptors would strike again with that 2-run double from Aiden Teal in the top of the 8th. Another run for La Crosse in the home half of the 8th inning. R.J. Hamilton, their shortstop, had a 2-hit game, an RBI double at the time, cut it to an 8-2 deficit, but that 6-run top of the 9th in which the Raptors sent all 9 to the plate that inning, 2 home runs, that Aiden Teal 3-run jack. Chris Arroyo as well, 2 hitters later with 2 outs leaving the yard. Dead center field, a solo homer, or I should say a 2-run homer, leaving the yard, his 2nd as a Raptor, both away from Winter Field, sending all 9 to the plate that inning. J.C. Dermody, the win, the loss tonight goes to Ozzy Martinez, one of 7 pitchers to work for La Crosse. He was the opener. 2 hits allowed, 1 earned run, a walk, and no strikeouts on 20 pitches. From there, it was Andrew Regner for 2, and then every other pitcher after that got 1 inning. Isaac Kopacek, Miles Dismute, Dylan Lapik, Michael Worley, and then the final 6 outs to Tyler Gebb. 3 hours, 5 minutes, the time of the game here tonight, over 2,000 in attendance in La Crosse, 78 degrees and sunny at time of first pitch. Once again, J.C. Dermody to the win. Ozzy Martinez, the loss. 14 runs, 19 hits, no errors, 9 left on for Rapids. 2 runs on 5 hits, 2 errors, and 4 left on for La Crosse. We'll be back here in a few days enjoying the off time myself, the players, the coaches, Thursday afternoon, 4:05 Central from Mequon, Wisconsin. The first of a doubleheader between your Raptors and the Lakeshore Chinooks. Back-to-back doubleheaders between Wisconsin Rapids and Lakeshore to begin the post All-Star break festivities. 18 games to go in the season. The Raptors, with their win tonight, improved to 11-8 in the second half and 26-26 overall on the campaign. La Crosse falling to 6-13 in half number 2 and 28-25 on the season. A 3:55 pregame show from the Moonlight Graham Field visiting press box awaits us in just a few days. Fans, I'll hear from you soon. Thank you so much again for hanging out with me on this Sunday night in La Crosse and enjoying a 12-run Raptor victory. Andy Ockham signing off for now. Rats win it. Here in La Crosse, 14-2, the final score.
on Civic Media. Madison local band Mars Hall covering the Beatles and Eleanor Rigby. That was your classic rock block for tonight, Rocker. That was actually, obviously, a cover from Mars Hall. Pretty well done cover, though. I like that particular song. The Rogue Electrics before that with that crazy classic rock soundy guitar. That's off their brand new live album called Circuit Breakers. Check out the Rogue Electrics online and get that album. Of course, The Solution before that, their new music is fantastic, Rocker. Tom from New Berlin, I think, was digging that. He thanked Les Paul for that setup, for that song there. Very appropriate, right? Sure. All right. Max Inc.
Yes.
Thanks, Rocker. Max Inc. on Civic Media. Give us a call or text the show, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. We got Mojo Perry. He is in studio right now, gearing up for Live in the Lair. That's presented by the Aaron Weber Group, presented by Aaron Weber Group, movetomadison.com. Coming up after the Lair, Shane Christopher Neal and the Indy 45 radio show, original local music from the Southern Ontario music scene. And then Rob Roberts is in at 11 o'clock with After Hours. Rocker, one more thing about Atwood Fest that we want to talk about is the grand finale over on the Clyde Stubblefield stage with Generation Jones and Joey's song.
You know, Jimmy, that day starts off with Steely Dan, right? Goes into Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets, then the Hungry Williams, which is a jump swing band from Milwaukee, and then Generation Jones, Joey's song in July. And, you know, we're trying to bring back the Joey's Song spirit, which is Joey's Song is an epilepsy awareness and fundraiser event that happens here in Madison in January. And they get a lot of celebrity guests to come in and play. And they all get together and kind of play a lot of covers, you know, but it's these kind of big celebrity guests that we get to see play together. And I thought, wouldn't this be neat to bring to Atwood Fest, where backstage at Atwood Fest, we have so many local celebrities and musicians. Maybe we can put together that kind of a feel and atmosphere. So we're going to have Generation Jones, which is a band made up of Michael Massey, local rock star, Mauro Magellan, drummer from the Georgia Satellites, Kyle Henderson, bass player from the Producers.
These are all like
Johnny
local,
Marks, yeah. You know. Yeah, right.
Local They're superstars.
Local superstars. So we have a backing band, and then we're going to bring in guests. And just a hint, a really cool one is Paul Schluter is going to perform with Elizabeth Mary and the whole Generation Jones band. So it's going to be a really special song. You might want to see Paul. Maybe he'll rock something up for this. But so there will be lots of performances all night long with local celebrities filtering in and off stage. And it will be emceed by Chris Kammer.
Nice.
The dentist. The crazy dentist. Guy. Yeah. Right?
That's yep. Awesome. He's funny. He's high energy for sure.
Comedian, a dentist. He's a lot of fun.
So Atwood Fest, get all the details at atwoodfest.com. The Generation Jones closing out Saturday or closing out Sunday night, right?
That's right.
Closing out Sunday night on the Clyde Stubblefield stage. That's going to be a hoot. Parker Barrow is going to be on the Luther Allison stage.
Boy, I don't know. It's a real toss-up of which way to go, isn't it, Jimmy?
It's always a competition. Atwoodfest.com for all the details. Hey, we got an interview with Terry Barr talking with Dusty Bow in just a couple of minutes. We'll play that. Dusty's coming to Atwood Fest, and he has some great music, too. We'll hear that. A couple of vendors happen to be that are going to be at Atwood Fest happen to be Max Inc. radio sponsors, Rocker, and that's Weikert Realtors Lake Point.
That's right.
You can let them open the door to your future home. You can visit their office during Atwood Fest on Atwood Avenue. They got a great
free air conditioning.
Free air conditioning, and they got a great art display in there, too. They always support the local artist here in Madison, and they're just darn good people.
A bathroom and maybe even some candies.
Well, don't start a rush at Weikert here. If you're interested in the realtor market at all, trying to buy or sell, or just want to see some really cool art in their office, check it out at whitekirk-lakepoint.com. And then Herbal Aspects Rocker will have a booth on Atwood Avenue for Atwood Fest. That's pretty cool. They have three locations now in Madison, Winnebago Street, University Avenue, and Gammon Road. You can also shop online and have it delivered right to your door at herbalaspect.com.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio We are local music.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at noahsarkpetcenter.net, a health food store for your pets. Weichert Realtors Lake Point is in the heart of Madison's East Side, not just in location, but in the spirit of the community. Weichert shows this spirit by supporting the Wilmar Community Center and Madison's beloved East Side festivals, and is a proud sponsor of Atwood Fest, July 27th and 28th, with the biggest stage right in the Weichert parking lot. Show your support and spirit by joining the Weichert team at Atwood Fest. Just like Madison, Weichert Realtors Lake Point is a home for all.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
All them times you thought I was fooling around, and I was just drinking with my boys. All them nights I spent without you on the town, I'd still miss the sound of your voice. I'm telling you, baby, I don't want no one else. I don't want no one else. The feeling I get when you walk to the room lifts me off of my feet. Whether you're wearing your finest evening gown, the old shirt and the worn-out jeans.
Okay, let's welcome a big Wisconsin welcome to Dusty Bo. Yay, Dusty, it's so great to have you here with us. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Hey, we just heard your original song, No One Else. What can you tell us about it?
Yeah, it started off significantly different than the way it became. And then I came up with the guitar riff and I was like, oh man, these lyrics fit like perfectly over the riff. And so it just kind of, you know, took off from there.
It is. It's one of those you hear it and you can't get it out of your head. So I really appreciate this song. And you are working on new music. So how's that process going?
Yeah, we actually just started. We recorded the new album in Nashville a couple weeks ago, and we just started mixing it this week.
You mentioned Nashville, and I know you recently relocated from Louisville to Nashville. What was behind the decision?
It was mostly for a girl. I had been thinking about moving to Nashville basically since I left LA in 2018. I had been going to Nashville still to do my records, play shows and network, you know, do writer's rounds. I met a girl there. She lives there, and was honestly mostly for her, but I, of course, it made more sense, you know, for me to be there, and it's been going really well.
We're talking about different towns, and you are going to be in Madison very soon. You've played Madison before. This time, you are our headliner at Atwood Fest, which is the Saturday night version of Atwood Fest, July 27th. Are you looking forward to getting back up to Wisconsin?
I'm so excited. So is the rest of the band.
What do you remember liking about Wisconsin? Did you get some cheese curds or anything silly like that?
We did, but we just got them at Culver's, which Culver's never fails, man.
Talking to musician Dusty Bowe. Now, Dusty, your music is described as familiar, but fresh. I'm going to add in a little feisty. What's your inspiration?
You know, I have a lot of them, and I would say the majority of it comes from classic rock, classic guitar-driven rock and roll, you know, and Big Hendrix, Zeppelin, and AC/DC, and Aerosmith, and Skinner, and anything that has, like, a lot of guitar and a good bluesy progression, and also, you know, some heartfelt and then some lighthearted lyrics sometimes, you know, like, you know, that's kind of what the next single, Shut Up and Play, is about. You don't always got to have something to say. Sometimes you can just play a song.
So tell me your backstory. Did you always know you wanted to be a musician and that this was going to be your future?
I found out at a very early age. So I started playing guitar at 7 years old.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, and I caught the bug real quick, especially around like 9, 10. I was just very, very obsessed with it, and it was something that I could do, you know, and it gave me my own little world to, like, you know, whether, and of course, like, as a kid, you know, you don't have, you know, I was fortunate enough to not really have any kind of mental health struggles and stuff, but still, it was like something whenever I was upset or scared or bored, I just didn't know what to do, or like it was raining outside and I couldn't play, I was just like, I had my guitar, you know, and it was like, got into songwriting in high school and stuff, but I had, you know, I had really known at that point that was what I wanted to do, especially when I quit playing baseball my sophomore year. I was like, this is what I want to do. It was all in from that point on.
That is so great. Okay, so I know we can find wherever you are, and when your new music comes out, I'm just going to say go to dustybowe.com. It seems like that is one of the best ways to keep up with you. Of course, Dusty's going to be joining us in Madison at Atwood Fest. He's the headliner. We are going to leave you with this song. Tell me about Throw It All Away.
The lyrics, I know I got something for you, so baby, let me take everything that's wrong with you and throw it all away. I was dealing with this producer that was like, everything that you've been doing, it's wrong. Here's what you need to do. And I started to go with his lead and to kind of listen to him and, you know, fire some of my good friends who are band members. And so it's a very deep, it's a very, very heavy song, meaning, you know, the meaning of it.
I think people can read into that and appreciate the song into their own lives for whatever might be going badly, or, you know, maybe it takes that song or something like that for them to turn their lives around too. Who knows who you've inspired?
Yeah, you know, I'm so glad you said that, because that's, you know, a lot of times when I write songs, there are things like, oh, this could actually, I could see this meaning this to this person too, but this is what it means to me. But at the same time, I love that, you know, like, it has those moments in the song and the message can be this, like, hey, I'm going to get better. You know what I mean? Like, this is how I'm going to make you better. Or like your alter ego, in a way, is like kind of speaking to you, or something, you know, you got that angel on your shoulder saying, hey, I got all this stuff for you. Just throw this badness, you know, this or whatever away. I got some stuff. So that's a lot of times where, like, I like it. Writer's rounds or wherever. I don't like to let people know what the inspiration of certain songs are, because I want them to take it for what it would mean to them. And I think that's a really incredible thing about music and songwriting, is just because it means one thing to you, it could be a completely different message to somebody else that would be helpful for them.
Yes,
you know,
absolutely.
So, I'm into that, and I love that you got that from it too. So,
well, and I had not heard the story about this song before, so now that I hear that, I can totally understand it from the words in the song. But I'm also going to keep my own idea of the song. So, you know,
yeah, and
that's good songwriting, Dusty.
Yeah, thank you so much, and I love that you got that, because then it's again, you know, it's like you said, there's. In a way, I guess an innuendo way or whatever, like it might've been, it came from a dark place, but you know, yes, there's light at the end of the tunnel from like what people have seen from, you know, have gotten from it. And yeah, that's awesome. I love that.
Oh, good. Well, we will see you in Madison soon. Thank you, Dusty Bowe. You are listening to the Max Inc. Radio Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Here's Dusty Bowe with Throw It All Away.
I know I got something for you, so baby, let me say everything that's wrong with you and throw it all away.
Throw it all away. dreams up high. Grab your wings and kick off your shoes. Fly to where I lie. Watch my
on Civic Media. We are local music. That is music from After August. That is River of Pines. And before that was Dusty Bow. Thanks to Terry Barr and Dusty Bow for the awesome conversation this evening. Don't forget, you can catch Dusty Bow next weekend. What is it, Saturday or Sunday on the Luther Allison Stage Rocker?
Saturday, Jimmy.
Thank you very much. I don't have that up in front of me at
the
moment.
He closes out Saturday night on the Luther Allison Stage.
You know where Terry Barr is going to be? Front and center, I'm sure.
Yes.
Yeah. That's awesome. Thanks for the awesome interview, Terry. You can catch the podcast when we get it up there at maxincradio.com. Hey, we got Live in the Lair presented by the Aaron Weber Group. Move to madison.com. The legendary Madison musician, blues guy, Mojo Perry. He's live. He's ready to rock. Look at him. Look at him. He's ready to roll. You can tell. Mojo Perry, are you ready to rock?
You know, I was born ready, as they say.
Born and ready. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. If you want to call and ask Dusty questions, if you got a suggestion for him, whatever, he wants to say hi, he can do that. Rocker, that's something that's coming up that I want to give a heads up about is Rascal Fest 2024. It's happening the 10th of August. Is at Downdrin's Distillery in Cottage Grove, Wisconsin. Dude, check out this lineup for Rascal Fest this year. It's Charlie Painter Duel, Lake Collective, Piano Man, Big Al Dorn, and the Blues Howlers. And at 5 o'clock, Rockers, our good friend Paul Flipowitz, the Chicago Blues Hall of Famer, and his band will be playing. And then at 6:30, it's Roscoe Foster. It's going to be Roscoe Foster and the Rascal Theory. It's an annual event, Rascal Fest, happening at Downdrin's Distillery. Anna, texted me today. She goes like, hey, man, can you help me out? Get some promotion out. Get the word out about Rascal Fest. I feel like we ought to have like an old cop car with a big speaker on it, you know?
Yeah.
Blasting it down State Street.
Like the Blues Brothers.
Like the Blues Brothers. Thank you for catching the analogy. We're going to hear some blues from Steve Purcell.
All right. New
stuff.
That's
coming up in just a couple of minutes, but right now let's do some Rascal Theory. It's Palm of Her Hand. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media across the Civic Media Radio Network. Live in the lair just around the corner with Mojo Perry. Stick around.
A stone cold fact, and I guess I wonder, I try so hard to understand how she made room for me in the palm of her hand.
Rascal Fest happening August 10th at Downdrin's Distillery out in Cottage Grove. Live in the Layers coming up in just a couple of minutes. Right now, new music from Steve Purcell. I'm ready. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
I don't want to know about your man. Well, I just want to be with you again. And I don't want to hear you've got to go. Well, I just want to make love to you.
That Wisconsin sounded so good. It's
Wisconsin events bring 600,000 people together from 80 different countries, but it happens every summer in Oshkosh.
Oshkosh has become synonymous with the world of flight and with EAA.
Dick Napinski's worked with EAA Air Venture for more than 30 years and knows its history. Do you? Where did EAA start? Wausau, La Crosse, or Milwaukee? The answer coming up. The fly-in is spread across 1,600 acres with more than 10,000 airplanes. It brings a big boost to the economy, too.
It's $170 million of economic impact.